Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us. Kathy, I'd like to read an email I got, and I'd like to respond to it. It'll be very short, but it has to do with some of the things I've been saying. So let's start with this email. It came from one of our class, and it said, I really appreciate all the great information. Candidates for the Minneapolis Parks Department, why do they keep mentioning the people we already know about? Prince Albert, Prince Philip, Bill Clinton. I nominate two people that Alex Jones has talked about ad nauseum for months. Tom, I'm a freak, Hanks, and the Virgin Airlines guy, Richard Branson. Some girls were younger than 14 and in a dungeon. Tom Hanks liked them to lay real still like dead. A lot was found out about Anthony, a lot was found on Anthony Weiner's laptop. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, when he was back last week, it just felt so right. A few months ago, you said you were breaking ties with some people and maybe instructors that didn't get the severity of the Wuhan flu. That would be awful. And it was signed by this lady. Here's my response. And this is about yesterday's broadcast and previous broadcast. I mentioned her name and I said, if you listened carefully, most of that part of the monologue was made up. Quote, now a few words of contempt from the associated, amalgamated, interconnected, and interlocked humorous Writers Guild, of which nothing they ever said was true, including the following, end quote. There is no such thing as the associated, amalgamated, interconnected, and interlocked humorous Writers Guild. All instructors at USA Prepares teach classes, and all have an obligation to be prepared for class, be on time for class, and deliver actionable presentations. Nothing less will do. It's my responsibility to make that happen. I will not allow people to confuse our class about the severity of the coronavirus. It is absolutely deadly. In many cases, saying it's a fake, fraud, or BS is not acceptable to me because it can get some people killed, and saying that one is sorry for mistakes that gets people killed is not acceptable to me. I will not tolerate mixed messages of yes, no, maybe, both, some, and all when answering serious questions. I really don't want to have to remind people not to use profanity. It bothers me. There are ladies and gentlemen and children in our class. We will show them respect. Our class deserves accurate, complete, and actionable answers to questions. As for the former ties to former friends, they have broken those ties with me, not the other way around, and I'm okay with all of that. And if we are on fewer radio outlets, that's okay with me as well. And if we're throwing off an affiliate of GCN, that's okay with me too. If you want to blame someone for the way USA Prepares operates, blame me. Most alternative radio is talk radio. USA Prepares is do radio. We're different when compared to all other radio programming. USA Prepares has no advertisers, no revenue, and does not accept donations. No one gets paid at USA Prepares, including me, and we don't pay to be on the radio. Other broadcasters do pay. Most of what I hear on the radio is sickening to me. and I will not allow USA Preparers to be like that. That's my comment. Welcome, Kathy.
Hi, Vincent. How are you?
Well, I just wanted to get that off my chest. You know, we are different, Kathy. We're just a bunch of volunteers who think that we have something worth saying to help other people who may not know some of the things that we know. And we're willing to take our time, change our schedules in order to do that. And that's who we are. And I feel that we have an obligation to tell the truth, to be honest, have integrity, and deliver a message that not just talk, something that to teach things that can be acted upon, okay? Like what you're going to teach. Do you have any comments about who we are, Kathy?
You know, Vince, you said something that most talk radio is really just talk. And mm-hmm. and some of it is information. I mean, there's sometimes you do get information about what things have happened, like the emails from Anthony Weiner's computer and those types of things. And that's valuable. But I think right now in the current situation that we have, I think it's like gives me the tools to do what I need to do, give me the confidence, which is like what you just did with Kevin. You encourage people, let's just try it. And one of the things that I'll mention, I'm just dealing with this week, is I'm working on a wedding dress, and I've been sewing since I've been 13, and this is the most difficult fabric that I've ever had to work on. It's just this very, very difficult to work on. I don't know what it is. It was made in China, so you know, who knows what is the composite in this material. But one of the things that I kind of learned through this whole thing was I got started on it early so that in case I ran into problems, I could have time. But if you're running into a problem and you can't figure it out, sometimes just put it away and just think about it and then maybe come back later in the day and try something else. Or maybe run it by a friend. I had two women that are sewers, and they really couldn't give me any other suggestions other than what I had tried. But I did come up, after two or three days, I did come up with a solution just by giving it time and letting, I guess, all the years of experience that I had process in my mind, and I did figure it out. So that is one thing. Like, if you get frustrated with something, just walk away with it. From it, and then come back and try it again, and or do a little more research, or you know maybe reach out to a few people that you think might have an answer.
Kathy, you use the same words that I was thinking of as you were saying that. There are many times that I'm underneath a car, and it's just an impossible situation. It's not working out. The wrenches aren't working out. The nuts and bolts are rusted, they're broken, they break off when they shouldn't, substandard materials are being used. And what I do is exactly what you say. If I can't figure it out right then and there, I don't apply more torque. I don't apply a bigger hammer. I don't apply a bigger wrench. I walk away and I think about it. And I come back with the answer. And it might be tomorrow, but I come back with the answer and I don't break more parts. That's how I do it, just exactly what you're talking about. And that is what we're trying to teach here. It's not always easy, and it's not always straightforward. And we keep getting presented with more and more challenges because we're working with more and more substandard materials. And what Kathy's talking about is that the fabric that she's used to, the good old American fabric from the 1950s, 60s, 70s, is not what she was using. She was using the Chicom fabric, which didn't flow as well. It wasn't handled as well by the machinery, the sewing machine, for example. That's what she's talking about. And she's absolutely right. So we have to figure out these workarounds so that we can make it. We can get the job done. And that's what life is going to be like going forward. More and more every day.
Yeah. And you know, Vince, I think that I have the mindset now that I'm older. I've always been willing to help people, but I think there's a verse in the Bible that tells the older people to teach the younger people. And that's where I'm at right now. If I can help someone, if I can give those hints, I'm not the smartest instructor that you have as far as education, formal education. I have a high school education. Mine is just in learning by doing. And I think if you can just try it, I do want to encourage people, do it small. Do something really small, and you get such a sense of accomplishment from it. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes when the first time I do it, I'll do it wrong. I'll do something wrong in the procedure because I didn't look at it close enough. But I go back then and I go, oh, okay, this is what I missed. Or maybe I changed something, like I didn't like the way it came out or that they did it. But I just want to encourage people to just try things and print things out or get the book, because you may not be able to pull up that YouTube video that you had before. The other thing I wanted to ask, Vince, if I could, is every time we talk, I always have a few things I never get to that I would like to present to people. If I can just kind of rapid fire through them, and then if you have any questions, you can just ask me the question.
Go for it.
Okay. One thing is if you can't find bread flour, you can take regular flour, and for each cup, add 1 teaspoon of Vital Gluten. And you can get Vital Gluten in the grocery store. You can most probably get it in a health food store. I'm sure you can get it online. But you just mix it in, because bread flour is more expensive than regular flour. But that's something, if you can't get it and you have the Vital Gluten, you can make your own bread flour. The other thing is like when I store flour or anything that would get bugs in it, pancake mix or something like that, you can put a bay leaf in there. And the weevils don't like the bay leaf, or the bugs don't like the bay leaf. Now, I won't put it right in the pancake mix. What I do is I'll put it either in an envelope, in a paper envelope, small paper envelope, or maybe I'll take like a Ziploc bag and either punch a few holes in it, like a little one, or leave it open so that you can still get the scent from the bay leaf. But that does work very well. The other thing with this heat that we have, I used to work at an outdoor nursery for a while, and when it got really hot, we put up a shade cloth. Now, if somebody has a way to do that, it actually looks like heavy screening. It's actually a cloth. If you can shade your plants, especially in this really hot weather, if you can rig something up overhead, sometimes I'll use just white sheets or lightweight fabric or sheets and cover my tomatoes or my peppers, because in the heat, the leaves will curl. But somebody that has a fence, you can maybe rig up something where you can put a couple stakes and just fasten them on there and keep it covered. And if it's not high enough, you really don't need to take it down. But that's something that we used to do at the nursery that I worked for. The other thing is, when you have your herbs, like basil, just keep pinching them back and pinching them back. And like right now, I have so much that I need to do something with them. So I'll probably make a couple batches of pesto, and I'm just going to freeze it. But if you let them get real leggy, then you don't get as much. It's like the more you pinch, the better they do.
All right, we'll be right back. Right back with Kathy's Wisdom.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Wow, that was quite a succinct delivery, Kathy. Converting regular all-purpose flour to bread flour by adding vital gluten, adding a bay leaf to flour and pancake mixes to keep the weevils from popping out, and shade cloth and for your garden, and pinching back basil plants. All well said. Thank you. I had a quick question about canning. I'm going to be canning some green tomatoes today. And I've seen two methods. One method is you cut up and slice the tomatoes into discs, if you will, and you do the same with onions, and you layer them and you put them in a cool area, let's say the refrigerator, or you add ice to them, and then hours later or the next day you add them, you mix salt in there too, and you drain off the liquid, you put them in sterilized jars, and then you add the once boiled, very hot marinade, and you seal them up. Another method is you do something similar to that, but you don't make that lasagna of onions and tomatoes with the salt. You boil the tomatoes and the onions in the marinade, and then you put that hot 10-minute boiled mixture into the jars, and then you put them in the, you process them in hot water. Which do you recommend?
I do the hot. I get all my stuff hot. Mm-hmm. I put them in the sterilized jars and seal them up with the lid in the band. Then I put them in my canner.
Okay, so let me see if I've got this right. So you heat the tomatoes and the onions and the spices in that marinade, and you bring it to a boil, and then from that point, then you ladle it into the sterilized jars?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then you put the lids on, and you've sterilized the lids by boiling them in the bands. Is that correct?
Well, they tell you not to boil the lid. They tell you to put it in really hot water. I believe it's 180 or 190 degrees. Typically what I do is I bring the water to a boil, take it off the burner, let it cool just a little bit so the temp comes down. Then I throw my lids in there. And I typically, when I put them in, I typically do like one upside down and then right side up so they don't all stick together. I kind of alternate them, but you don't have to. There's a magnetic, a little lid lifter that you can put in there, but the water's hot. So I just put them in there. I'll maybe, if I'm doing a big batch, I'll just do like two or three dozen of them. And if you don't use them all, you just let them dry and then you can reuse those late at a later time.
Okay. How long do you let them sit in the water? Or do you let them sit until, is it just a few minutes?
I sit there while I'm getting everything ready just to make sure that the rubber is soft. I would say like at least 10 or 15 minutes, but that's just what I've always done just to make sure that rubber is nice and soft.
Okay. And what spices would you be adding to pickled green tomatoes that you'd like to be sweet? Would you use mustard seeds? Would you use celery seed? Would you use dill? Would you add sugar? And what ratio of vinegar to water would you use, and what kind of vinegar?
Well, Vince, honestly, nobody in my family except for me would even eat those, so I don't make them anymore. So I can't give you exact. I know you would add vinegar, and I know you would add sugar, and then you could probably add whatever flavor you would want, whether it's the dill or the celery seed, and then it, to your proportion. But nobody in my family would eat them, so I just do regular. I wait till the tomatoes are red, then I do those, and I make a lot of the canned tomatoes that way. And then I add different spices for those. Those aren't pickled.
One last question. You mentioned shade cloth. You worked at a nursery. Going forward, now, you know, you and I have been gardening for a long time. When you think about gardening, if you were to set up a garden today, would you set up that garden so it would not be in the full sun any longer like we might have back in the 60s? Would you put it in so it's, you know, sun, you know, let's say half the day or three quarters of the day instead of all day?
No, I probably would be full sun unless I had just an area where it might have partial shade for your little bit of your cooler vegetables.
Okay. All right. Kathy and I will be right back. She's got a lot on the blackboard, and she's going to share that with us. Kathy, you know, I think you undersold yourself when you talked about not going to college. I think you've done a fabulous job. And you know so much.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force is recommending that 18 states roll back reopening measures because of surging cases of COVID-19, but that appears in an unpublished report. The Center for Public Integrity obtained the report dated July 14th, just a few days ago. It's not clear why the task force did not release it. During what felt like a bit of a campaign-style event on the White House South Lawn yesterday, President Trump was touting his efforts to lift regulatory restrictions on business and industry nationwide.
For every one new regulation added, nearly eight federal regulations have been terminated.
Republican-turned-independent Michigan Congressman Justin Amash says he will not be running for re-election and won't be seeking the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Self-Reliance Gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency assuring states that could be impacted by Atlantic hurricanes this year that there are plenty of available federal resources to help them should they get hit by a hurricane this summer. FEMA Administrator Pete Gaynor made the comments in one of those states, Mississippi, yesterday. He says dealing with a hurricane and the virus at the same time would be more complicated but not impossible. Elvis Week will still happen this year in Memphis, but it's been modified because of the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
This rendition of the song by Elvis was performed at one of his final appearances before his death in 1977. This year, Graceland officials say they're eliminating any potential high-risk activity, including live performances, group parties, autograph signings, and the like. Attendance will be limited for the remaining events, including the candlelight vigil, because of the need for social distancing. Elvis Week still scheduled for August 8th through the 16th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Kathy is dispensing wisdom for your survival. And I suggest you really pay close attention to what she's suggesting that you look into. Currently, China has just sealed off a city of 3.5 million people because of COVID-19 infections. They sealed it off yesterday. 3.5 million people are locked down. So do you think that we're immune from it? Obviously, we're not. Kathy, back to you.
I have a couple things that I would like to run by. You can tell me what you would like to know first. I have a mixture of powders that I mix up for my dog that keeps her from shedding. She's a black lab, and I thought of you because you've got your German shepherds there, and I know they shed a lot.
Mm-hmm. That would be great. You could start with that. That'd be wonderful.
Okay, and I've been doing this for probably 20, 25 years because I've had German shepherds and black labs. It's called Healthy Powder, and all this stuff you get in a powder form. You don't want to buy capsules and take them apart. It'd be, like, way too expensive. So some of it you can get at, like, a feed store now, or I'm sure you can get it all online. But when I first started making it, I could never find it online. So now you can get it. But I'll give you the recipe, and I'll give you the dosage that you should use. And I double this so that I don't have to do it as often. But if you just want to make it once, it's 2 cups of nutritional or brewer's yeast. And it's 1 cup of lecithin granules. I'll spell that. L-E-C-I-T-I-N. A quarter cup of kelp, K-E-L-P, powder. 4 tablespoons of bone meal powder. And 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, ground. Or you can use the powdered sodium ascorbate. You mix it all up. I put it in an airtight container. If you have a cat or small dog, you can do 1 to 2 teaspoons per day. A medium-sized dog is 2 to 3 teaspoons. And a large dog is 1 to 2 tablespoons. I do 2 tablespoons a day for my lab, and the only time she sheds a lot is when the seasons change, when she's losing her summer coat or she's losing her winter coat. And I brush her, I'm really bad now at brushing her, but if I brush her once a week, I maybe get a couple handfuls of hair out of her. It really does help their skin and their coat. It helps for itching, and the veterinarian is the guy, I have this book. His name is Dr. Pitkerin, P as in Paul, I-T-C-A-I-R-N. And he's got numerous books. Mine's an older book now, and I'm sure he probably hasn't updated. But it really works for the shedding. So I hope that helps somebody.
Yeah, and what about ticks and fleas? Does it do anything for them?
No, actually, I mixed up that tick powder, that tick recipe that Dr. Sheely talked about, and I put it in a little spray bottle, and I put a couple drops of soap in mine, I mean, just a little bit, because the essential oils want to separate, because they're, if you put them in just water, if they're oil, it's oil and water. So I'll put like 1 or 2 drops of Dawn dish soap and shake it up. And I spray it on her back, and then I take and spray it on my hands, and they like to get on her ears a lot. So I rub it on her ears. And literally, I mean, I should do it more often. I do it a couple times a week, but I've only had 2 ticks on her so far all season.
Wow. Wow. Now, what is that mixture that you use?
Vince, I have it. I'll get it for you next break. I have it in
okay.
this little
that sounds,
file
that
here.
Sounds great. That sounds great.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to mention is if you're going to go outside in the sun, I don't like the commercial sunscreen. So you can buy carrot oil. It's like an essential oil. I have a little health food store here. She's probably got 100 different oils there. I'm sure you can buy it online. But it's just carrot oil or carrot seed oil. And you mix a little, like 1 or 2 drops in your palm, and you take maybe a tablespoon of coconut oil, And that's my sunscreen. I put it on my face. I put it on my arms and my legs when I'm outside. And I can easily anyway, but I really don't burn, and it protects your skin because it's got the properties from the carrot. It's got the vitamin A properties in it. And that was given to me by a doctor friend. So that's something if, you know, there again, if you run out of sunscreen, if you like it, fine, but I don't like the chemicals in it for myself.
I agree with you. I agree with you. If it's as simple as carrot seed oil and coconut oil, well, that sounds great.
Yep. You just do it in the morning, and, you know, if you sweat a lot, you can repeat it in the afternoon, but I haven't had any burns at all. I mean, I don't burn anyway normally, but I'm outside quite a bit, so I get pretty brown. We talked about canning things, and I want to give you that information, but one other thing that I want people to be aware of, if we're going to the store, and I know that we may have another shutdown, but the grocery stores typically run their best sales mid-month. They don't run the good sales normally at the beginning or the end of the month, because that's when people tend to get paid with certain checks. I've kind of looked at the different flyers over the years, and I always find, like, we have a store that runs, if you buy 10, you can get 10 for 10, 10 items for $10. And some of those items typically were two or three times that cost. But that's always the second or third week of the month. So that maybe will help some people if they're trying to stretch their grocery budget a little bit. Vince, we talked about the canning things, supplies. And I did kind of go in because I wanted to be prepared. I went to a couple different stores yesterday to see. Only one store was well stocked. I went to TSC, which is our tractor supply store here, and they were all sold out of everything but pint jars. They had nothing. The Walmart had a few lids. They had standard lids here, and they had one box of jars. I did not find one canning, like the big graniteware canning pot with the rack in it. I didn't find any. Now, there were some online. Some of them did say they had 4 to 6 left, that type of thing. But the best prices that I found overall was Walmart for your canning jars and lids and the rings and the bands. If you want me to give some of those prices, I can.
Oh, sure, sure. If you've got them, sure.
Yep, I do. Okay, Walmart, their quart jars for the wide mouth were $11.50. Pint jars, the wide mouth. And I think these were both the same price. They didn't have a sticker for the standard, but they were pretty close in price. It was $8.75. So I'm guessing that the standard might be a little cheaper because it's a little smaller. Most of the other stores ran anywhere from $10 to $14 on those, or $10 to $11, more closer to $11. The lids at Walmart for the wide ones were $3.18. The lids for the standard were $2.28. And if you can't find the lids by themselves, sometimes you can get the lids and the bands with $5 for both, which isn't a bad deal. It's better to get them together if you need them. Because typically when you buy the bands, that's a separate cost. The canning pot, those run, there's different sizes. There's a real small one, which is a 12-quart. There's a 15-quart. There's a 21-quart. And then there's a 33-quart. The 33-quart holds 9 quarts, which is a big one. I have the 21.5-quart, which runs, I would say, anywhere from, Walmart had it on their sign for $22 or $25, which is a good price. But I saw them on Amazon for $85, which is not a good price. So I think Amazon is really high right now. on all their canning stuff. So if you don't need to go there, I wouldn't go there.
Okay, so, Kathy, the 12-quart pot, the 15, the 21.5, 33-quart, which one do you recommend for most people?
I would say the 21-quart. If I found one and I found it at a good price, I might get another one, the 33-quart, because I can do a couple more jars. But it's heavy. I mean, you know, it's a pretty heavy pot. You start putting all that water in there, and then you put all the like quart jars in there, that's going to be pretty heavy. If you're just starting out, I would just stay with the 21.5 quart one.
Okay, and is the typical electric stove, gas stove, able to heat that 33 quart efficiently, or does it take too long?
Well, I have a propane, and I've got an older Whirlpool with a real heavy grate on it, and it takes a while. It'll probably take, I would say maybe 15, 20 minutes on my, it's called like a power burner. It's the one that's got, it's the bigger one, and it's got more heat to it. It'll still take some time, but once it brings it up to temperature, then I can turn it all the way down to the lowest setting, and it'll continue to simmer it.
I'm thinking
you
don't
never want to have it boil over the pan. You want it to simmer. You don't want the jars like clinking together. So
we have
to let people know that too.
We have a General Electric propane drop-in stove or range, and I know that it takes about 20 minutes to boil a pot of water for spaghetti. So I'm thinking, you know, we don't have one of those power burners. We just have, two large burners, a medium and a simmering type burner. And I'm thinking that we'd never get that 33-quart heated up. You know, it'd take probably an hour, literally. So I'm thinking the 21.5 is the way for us to go, based on what you said. Okay. And do you prefer the wide mouth jars, or would you suggest we all standardize and get just the standard quart jars? If we're going to get one, what would that be? Would it be just the standard quart jars and make that do for everything, or do you think we need wide mouth, pints, quarts, and standards? What do you recommend? Would you tell us when we come back after this break?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy in Ohio is with us, USA Preparedness Instructor. Kathy, do you have that information about the flea and tick control mixture that you make?
Oh, geez, Vince. I'm so concerned.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Creating...
I'll tell you what, if you have a chance, if you'll just email it to me, I can read it before, you know, next week, you know, before the next time you come on. That way our class will have it, and then you can tell us all about it. Okay, what about standardizing jars? I'm talking about, you mentioned pint jars, you know, half a quart, quart jars, wide mouth, and standard mouth. If we're going to just get one, can we do it with just one?
Sure.
And which would it be? Okay.
Sure. Well, you know, standard, if you're going to do one, is probably better because you can always get seven standard jars in a canner. You can't always get seven wide mouth in a canner. So I would say go with the standard if you're going to pick one over the other. But I like both. I use both.
Okay.
The wide
and when
mouth,
you talk-
a lot of times you get a little bit more in them. So sometimes I like that idea.
Okay, and when you talk about a canner, I believe you're talking about a pot that sometimes is this speckled, kind of a dark black gray colored, bluish black gray with white speckles, with a kind of a steel pot, porcelain lid, with a an elevated rack for the bottom. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
And so they're still in vogue, and they're still the way to go versus some other kind, stainless steel, for example.
You know, I saw a couple online, and some of them I was reading the reviews. Some of the people said that their lifters or the rack inside had rusted. And my old one works fine, so I'm not, unless it gets a hole in it or something, I'll just stay with that because it's worked fine all these years. And to spend the extra money for it right now, I just figure I have a smaller one that you can just use for pints, and then I have a large one. So if I'm doing a lot of canning, I get both of them going at the same time so I can speed up the process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else do you have for us for today's class?
Well,
in the last
Vince,
segment?
I have one thing I wanted to say to people, and I know we're almost out of time, but I have in the last 2 days
I have a raspberry patch out back, and I have picked 46 cups of raspberries in 2 days. They are just coming and coming. So I want to run through that really quick about how easy raspberries are to grow. You just want a patch, like, if you can have it in the open, but it's good to have it, like, the full sun, maybe against the back of the garage, a fence, your barn, or even in the open. They really don't have to be against anything, but they will spread. The first year, if you get new plants, more than likely you won't get any berries. The second year, you will. And the third year, you may get a few, but that cane that you planted the first year will die. And when that turns brown, you want to cut it back to the ground, and you'll get new runners off of that. And you want to water them regularly, especially like in this heat. And I would say they're pretty tough. I would say maybe every 3 days or something like that if it's really dry. If we get a good rain, you can go a little longer. When you pick them, be real careful because the tips will break off easily. I find that when other people come, if they want to pick, they break them. So what I do is I take a bucket with a handle, a small bucket with a handle, and I put it through my belt, and I buckle the belt, and then I can use two hands. And then I kind of guide I use my hand to hold the tip, and then I pull off with the other one so I don't break off the tip. Sometimes when you move around, and they have thorns, so wear long sleeves, but that is a easy food crop for people. And then I just fertilize them in the spring when there's hardly anything coming up, when they're all dead, they look like they're all dead. I get in and I put a nice 16-16-16 fertilizer in there. And sometimes if I've got extra mulch or sawdust or grass clippings, I'll put them in there. But once they get bigger, you don't get a lot of weeds. So that's something that is a source of food for people, and they're very easy. I have very few insects that even get on them. So I just wanted to get that one in there real quick for people.
That's great. And what do you do about the insects that live on these things? That if you eat them right off the plant, you're going to be eating bugs. How do you get the? Do you soak them? Do you put them in a little bit of vinegar? What do you do?
No, if you soak them, Vince, they're going to get all mushy. What I do is I don't stack them real high. As my bucket starts to get full, I put them in like a shallow dish tray, whatever you can, because you'll crush them. Mm-hmm. And I end up freezing a lot of them. But if you put them on a tray or something, there'll be little black bugs sometimes that are on them. And they typically go after the really ripe berries. So those I normally will just throw down and let the birds get them or something. But I don't spray them or anything, but I don't get that many bugs.
Very good. Kathy, what a wealth of information you provided, an inspiration to our class. Let's think about canning if you've got your garden. Think about doing it and get that skill learned quickly, because I think we're all going to be doing it more and more and more. Actually, I know we are. Kathy, thank you so much for spending your time and preparing for this class. Kevin, thank you. Last above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.